All right. Hello, Hacienda Heights. Is this a great day or what? How long have you waited? No, that was, you didn't boo, did you? Just said you meant many years. You know, this is a very special day for me, and you all have worked very, very hard, and this really has the fingerprints of all of you all over this. I told somebody this morning, it's a rarity of the projects that we do as elected officials that a building or a facility comes out better than the drawing. This one did, right? But from a historical perspective, I have a pretty good idea how long you waited. My mom and dad moved here in 1962. And they moved over on Durazno Drive. And up there in the hill, 20 Deleste Avenue, there was going to be a golf course, country club. They bought a membership. Never happened. They did get a little bit of the money back. But having a sister graduate from Los Altos, a brother from Wilson, I covered all my political bases for over the years. But then working together with the Hacienda La Pointe School District is also very special, because many of you may not know that side story, and that's my mother. My mother grew up in a very disciplined family. My grandfather was an apostolic minister. And back in those days, many, many years ago, he didn't allow the girls to go to high school. And the reason he didn't, because the boys are too immoral. True story. Can you imagine the day? Grandpa Herman would have a hard time with cocaine, wouldn't he? But seriously, and so years passed, and she was always a stay-at-home mother and everything else. And eventually, we all sort of moved on to college and moving out of the house, and she decided she wanted to get her high school diploma. She got her GED from Hacienda La Pointe School District. All right? I went to her graduation at the stadium. It was a very special day for all of us. Fast forward, she went to work for the school district for a little bit, then wound up, she said she always wanted to travel, so she went to work for Virginia's Gift Shop at Knott's Berry Farm, for people came from all over the world. But anyway, so the school district holds a very special place in my heart, my mother's heart, and I talk to her almost every day. She's 94. She's living up in Idaho with my sister. I told her what we were doing today. And she says, "Son, what took you so long?" But here we are. And before I get into some brief comments here, I have to give a big shout out. I'm going to thank the community 100 times over here today, but I have an incredible staff representing me each and every day out in this area. Auntie Valenzuela and Lauren, and they did a great job putting this all together, but the real piecemeal, the flag waver for all these years and pushing towards his project, and he's here with us today, the one, the only, Mr. Dickie Simmons. Just so y'all know, he did watch the hat for today, okay? But as I mentioned, this community center has the fingerprints of Hacienda Heights all over it. You voiced to us over the last number of years what you wanted in the community center to be. And looking at it today, and some of you will see soon, some of us are tutored already, as we celebrate this grand opening, I really believe that we have the crown jewel of Hacienda Heights right behind us. This new community center is a result of outstanding collaboration between the school district, the county, and the community. This new hub of the great Hacienda Heights was a result of the outstanding collaboration, as I mentioned. And I can't thank each of you and every one of you for your participation. And I know most of those public meetings got a little testy from time to time, but testing us in an inclusionary process, this is what we have, what you wanted to see. So I want to thank the Hacienda Heights community, especially the planning committee that provided years, and I have it in parentheses here, years of input on what they want in the community center. Hacienda Heights community leaders and numerous other individuals that are with us today that were introduced earlier. The HHIA, current and past board members, incredible partner in all this. And of course, the Hacienda La Pointe Unified Schools District. And I know Rudy Chavara was introduced as a previous board member, and Rudy, I don't know where you are, But I want you all to know that Rudy was the one that originally recommended the Hillgrove school site. So I want to thank current and past board members and current and past superintendents for making this a reality. KPRS Construction Services, Lou Valadez and Greg Wieger. Now you don't mind, my line is on time and on budget. This is on time and on budget. Thank you, guys. The design team of the DLR group, Catherine and Spitz Landscape Architects, consultants Jeff Lambert and Ann McIntosh were introduced earlier. But also a big shout out because we worked them pretty hard over the last number of years, and that's all of our county staff. From the original ideas with the Department of Regional Planning to our Department of Parks and Recreation, Public Works, and of course the Community Development Commission. Let's give them a big round of applause. I know they're happy because they're still returning my phone call. Artist James Dinn. I don't know, is James here? Where are you, James? Someplace.
Over here.
All right, hey, James, thanks. He created the Civic Art Installation and Project Thank You. He's probably most famous because he's from Cerritos, too. All right. Joanne Lee, who designed the new Community Center logo. But before we cut the ribbon, we have a number of other folks that are going to speak. But again, this is a very special, emotional day for me. You all have waited a long time. You participated up to the very end, except you didn't get to do some of the construction work. But what they did on time and on budget is a result of all of your input. But before we cut the ribbon, like I say, and get on, I'm going to ask the Sheriff's Station, Captain Murakami, to come up here. Many of you may or may not know, but the Industry Station is celebrating their 50th anniversary today. All right, so we know we have the best Sheriff's Department and Fire Department in the United States of America, if not the world. But we want to thank the men and the women of the Industry Sheriff's Station for all that they do. As you finish this today, you can go over, they're going to have an open house. So I got a scroll for Captain Murakami. So my final parting words to all of you before they got your room, enjoy the new community center. It's all yours. Congratulations, Hacienda Heights.